Your name?
My name is Mrs. Roy, R-O-Y.
What's your first name?
Annie. Annie Blanche. My middle name is Blanche.
Uh-huh. What was your maiden name?
My father's name was Florentino.
He's Mexican,
Mi papá sí, puro mexicano. Pero yo no. Mi mamá, my mother was colored.
Uh-huh. And your address? And the name of this community?
Hillcrest.
And the town?
Corpus Christi, Texas.
What is the Hillcrest community exactly? How big is it?
Darling, I don't know, but because, you know, and let's see, I think we moved out here in 55.
Mm-hmm.
But this was all a white community. They had no color out here until they got to the place where they wanted to integrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first colored person on this street. And of course, and it was very nice and quiet, the white people were. Some of them would work, and when they'd come in, they were just, they and their children were just as quiet in their homes,
mm-hmm.
fixing up their supper and things like that. But my God, it's different from that now. It's done filled up with Negroes. And where they came from, I don't know. I don't know who they are, and I don't try to know because I don't have time to visit.
Mm-hmm.
And visiting isn't a very good policy, I don't think. You go around visiting these people and they'll tell tales and blah, 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 blah. And I have a sister on the corner, that little house on the corner is my sister.
Oh, the one you told me about.
Mm-hmm, but that little white house on the corner right across the street. This is Street. And she takes up all of my time that I have to give. And then I have a sick husband that isn't well. I thought it was about five trimming up some of the plants, but when I went back there to cut the radio off, he was there. But he's been sick now for a good long while. But he's active and gets around,
mm-hmm.
very active. And he's 84, and I'm 86. You see, that age has lots to
uh-huh.
do with it.
The name of this county?
This county?
Uh-huh.
Nueces.
And where were you born?
Where was I born? In Corpus Christi, Texas.
And your occupation?
Well, I cooked. Well, when I was a girl, I nursed. I used to nurse babies and children, and then when I was grown, I cooked. I wasn't grown. First cooking job I had, I was 12 years old. Cooked for three people. My mother was a noted cook. She couldn't read. She was 13 years old at the end of slavery. And my mother couldn't read, but there's nothing in a cookbook that she couldn't cook. She cooked, prepared even her yeast cakes.
Mm-hmm.
For light bread and coffee cakes and things like that. She was a wonderful cook, my mother was, and a wonderful woman. She was a fine person.
What sort of cooking did you do Mexican food?
Oh no, she cooked in a hotel, what was then a hotel. And it was Mrs. Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And her son, Eli, was connected for years with the caller down
mm-hmm.
here. And he has a son here living still, and he was down at